Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. It is green bean season, and for some people, they've been waiting to get those fresh local green beans for quite a while. That's kind of the way it is the way I feel about sweet corn. Green beans are right up there, but not quite as high as sweet corn for me, and that's that season too. But this morning, I want to talk about green beans. Why would we talk about green beans? Well, a couple of things that I thought were kind of interesting. First one, you know, you get ready to cook the green beans, and we also call them snap beans, of course, because you can snap both ends off. And they're also called string beans, and we'll talk about that in a minute, and you probably know why. But is it necessary to snap off or cut off both ends? Well, it's pretty likely you want to take off the stem end, although there's nothing wrong with eating those too. They might be a little crunchy. They might cook up differently than the rest of the bean, but likely you want to do that. And the Pioneer Woman says, for those of you who are Pioneer Woman fans, you know, on TV, she says, you know, just stack them up and take a knife and cut off those stem ends. You know, just line them up and cut them all off at once. And she doesn't see any reason that you have to snap them off. Well, what about the pointy end or the prickly end or the other end opposite the stem end? Does that need to come off? Well, that's sort of up for discussion. Some people absolutely say yes because they don't cook quite as tender as the rest of the bean. And others say, well, that's just tradition. You know, it would look strange to have that on the plate. It looks like you haven't finished your job. But others say that just takes time. And as long as the beans are still young and tender, that little end is going to cook up just fine. Of course, the reason we started that traditionally is to take off the string. And that's why they were called string beans. Now, most of the time anymore, we don't have to worry about the strings. They're pretty much bred out of them. But one way to get rid of the string was, of course, snap off the stem end and then pull on the string and then snap off the other end. So that made that taking the string off much easier. So however you'd like to do it, you know, it's up to you. It does make for an activity that kids can get involved with. And, you know, if those beans are crisp and tender like they should be, those little things just snap off and kind of make a little snapping sound. It's a good way to visit if you have a friend who is coming over or a family member, let's talk about who would you'd like to talk with and, you know, do that snapping off the ends. Well, it's a part of tradition, a part of, you know, is it something you want to make happen? But if you're in a hurry, if you just don't think it's necessary to take off that pointy end, well, maybe you want to do like Pioneer Woman and just line them all up and cut the stem end off with a knife and be on with it, be done with it. So then how do you prepare those green beans? Lots of different ways to do that. They can be steamed, they can be sautéed, they can be boiled, they can be just blanched, they can be roasted. How would you like to do that? And before we get done here, I do want to give you my sort of favorite and much used recipe. But in the meantime, I would just kind of mention here that roasting green beans in the oven, or if you're roasting in the oven, that means you also could grill them. Very, very much a possibility. So in the oven, it's 425 degrees. If you take a pound of green beans, you need about a tablespoon of oil and, of course, whatever seasonings you want to go with that. But you just toss that oil and the green beans together, spread them out on a cooking sheet, and stick them in the oven at 425 and probably 10 to 12 minutes. Don't overcrowd because you want them to get kind of that brown, crispy, roasted look as well as taste. And you could do the same thing on the grill for the roasted feeling, or of course you can put them, wrap them up in foil, and then they'll be more like a steamed green bean. Have you used green beans in salads in addition to potato salad, mixing them with peppers and other things like that? You know, if you were that tradition that always did the green beans in a certain way, you maybe haven't thought about all the other ways that you could use green beans. You still may want to partially cook them. And the folks that I was looking at and thinking about in terms of preparation is that to partially cook them, blanch them, again, and I didn't mention this initially, it's a good idea to bring that pot of water, 1 quart of water to 1 pound of green beans, bring the water to the boil first, and then put the green beans in there. And to just blanch them to chill later, 3 to 5 minutes. And, of course, blanching them is also what you do before you freeze them, but that back to that in a minute. But if you want to parboil, pre-cook, one reason is that you would then use them, cool them down, and then use them in salads. And, of course, that's blanch and shock is what some people call that. You cook them for 3 to 5 minutes, and then as soon as they're out of that, transfer them to a bowl of ice water so they cool down immediately and don't continue to cook. Blanched beans can be stored in an airtight container for up to 2 days. Another reason to do that is if you are planning a bigger meal, perhaps you have family that you want to get partially cooked, and then it doesn't take as long to finish cooking them. That's another reason to do that. And then, as I mentioned, if you want to freeze green beans, and I know some people say, oh, I don't like frozen green beans. I want them cooked. But if you would like to freeze them, then that blanching process is necessary. Blanch and shock, and then, again, spread them out on a sheet to put them in the freezer so they're easily packed and ready to go for the rest of the cooking. Of course, green beans can also be canned, but that requires a pressure canner, not just a hot water bath. Another step you might take if you'd like to have those beans left for later is to pickle them. And then they still need to be canned, they still need to be preserved, but then a hot water bath will do it. So pickled green beans, great to later pull out and put on a garnished plate and just maybe have it as a snack. So one more way that you can use those green beans. And, I keep calling them green beans. Some people always call them string beans or always call them snap beans. But I don't know. Green beans is what's in my vocabulary. So one of the things in any of these recipes that you can remember to kind of make them your own and add the seasonings that your family likes, that all kinds of flavorings, dill, tarragon, thyme are all good flavors to go with that. You could add nuts. Almonds are a great addition, but cashews, pine nuts can go along with those green beans. And then you can always add other kinds if you want to spice them up, add some of those spices that your family likes. And a favorite for everybody, of course, is to add some bacon. There are folks who actually saute in bacon fat and then crumble up that bacon and add to the green beans, however you like them, but just keep using them in different ways. And before I give you my recipe, I want to just remind folks, if they have extra green beans or if they don't have any and they'd like to have some, remember the Grow Another Row project that's open to everybody to either contribute or to pick up some. And there's some places almost every day in every town. You can find those at KJN's Daily Diary, or you can go to the Extension website and it'll list all the places and all the times where you can either contribute or pick up. Okay, real quickly, my recipe is cook that 1 pound of green beans partially, and then have your big skillet ready and use about a tablespoon of oil, put that in the pan, get it just a little bit heated up, and put those green beans in there and let them cook for a few minutes, just till they're crisp tender. And then finally, add a tablespoon of soy sauce and 2 teaspoons of sesame seeds. That's just my favorite. You could add other seasonings. That's when you could add the nuts. Or you could, as you are getting that oil hot, go ahead and saute some onions and green peppers and those kinds of things before you put in those pre-cooked green beans. Great way to just use a variety in your family. Until next time, here's one of my favorite silly thoughts. I didn't say it was your fault. I said I was blaming you.